Alex Cohen ends that report with a real estate agent trying to anticipate the future. We're going to follow on there now with Greg Gieber. He's a housing analyst for the brokerage firm AG Edwards & Sons. Greg, welcome to the program.
My pleasure.
So we've heard a mixed view from agents in Las Vegas. You see things nationally because you're always assessing the stock of housing. How do things look to you now as opposed to, say, a year ago?
Well, things are much worse than they were a year ago, just from the number of houses for sale. Right now, that number stands at a record high.
A record high? There have never been more houses for sale than there are right now?
Never, never. At least going back to 1956, and this is as percentage of the housing stock. We're looking at homes that are vacant and for sale.
In the pieces I've been reading in the last month or so about the housing market, I see these two terms, soft landing, hard landing. There's no question everybody's writing about a landing, which means things are not going great in the housing market. The question is it going to be a kind of a bubble burst or just the air seeping out a little?
Well, I think if you look at overall house prices for everybody, they will probably see it as a soft landing. But for other people, it's going to be a very hard landing. There are going to be injuries. Not quite a crash and burn, but it's going to be rough. If you take a look at the home builders, they're already in a rather hard landing with their earnings, projected earnings way down, their stock prices down quite a bit. For individuals that have been playing the real estate market, buying investment properties, hoping to flip them and make a profit, they too are in for a rude awakening. Now, if you've just bought a home and you're planning to live on it for 5-10 years, you'll get through okay. I think the disappointment those people will see is they will not get the rate of price appreciation they might have been anticipating.
Greg, are there areas of the country where you think the landing will be harder than other areas? Is this geographically distributed, or is this just kind of a national phenomenon?
Well, one of the interesting things about it is the breadth of this is rather wide and, to me, rather alarming. But when you get down to individual markets that are some that are much more precarious than others, Southern Florida, for example, is a very precarious area, particularly in the condo market. Phoenix has had an unsustainable rate of price appreciation on the West Coast. We're already seeing problems in markets like Sacramento and San Diego.
Well, suppose you have bought a home in the last year or two, or you're thinking of selling a home now, or you're thinking of buying a home now. What do you do with this information?
Well, if you bought a home recently, expecting price appreciation 10% a year for it to be a good part of your retirement plan, for example, I think you have to rethink things and realize that you're going to have to do more investing. Now, if you're looking to sell a house right now, I would say sooner rather than later and have price fix flexibility. Don't hold out for what you think your house is worth or what the guy down the street got. I'd move it now because I think in some markets you're going to see lower prices a year from now. If you're buying a house, now it's not a bad time to start shopping. You might find them a little bit lower next year, but it's very hard to call bottoms of markets, but it's now in your favor. Don't be in a hurry to do it. Shop carefully and find the house you really love.
Greg Gieber, Vice President and Housing Analyst for AG Edwards & Sons. Greg, thank you, I guess.
Well, all the best to you, and everybody should, when you buy a house, look at it as something you're going to enjoy, not an investment.